So earlier in the show, we heard from Richard Thaler, the University of Chicago economist behind the idea of using a nudge for good. He even wrote a book called Nudge, which, to be clear, is different than being a nudge.
A nudge is somebody who's a pest.
Can a nudge somebody, though, to do the right thing?
Well, they could, but The thing about nudging is you absolutely want to avoid being a nudge.
Anyway, Richard is often noticing all kinds of nudges that happen every day.
So actually, I heard a story on NPR yesterday talking about this horrible disease in Africa called the guinea worm.
This is actually a crazy story NPR reporter Jason Bobian did about guinea worms.
If you're not familiar with them, they're like this long piece of spaghetti that erupts from under a person's skin, and it's usually on the foot or their leg.
It causes vomiting, diarrhea, horrible skin ulcers.
There's no cure.
It can lead to paralysis.
There's no pill.
In fact, the only way to get rid of the worm
is to pull it out. And I won't go into any details.
But here's the real problem. Days before the guinea worm emerges, it causes this horrible burning feeling in the limb it's infected.
And so a natural tendency is to go run into the closest body of water. Whereupon these worms leap out into the water and dispense thousands of larvae that gets into the drinking water.
And for years, guinea worms had been spreading just like this. They got released into the water, people drank the water, they then got infected, and the cycle continued over and over.
Now, it turns out that it used to kill millions of people, and so far this year, there have only been 3 deaths.
In fact, over the past 30 years, guinea worm disease has been virtually eradicated. And the tweak, the nudge, was basically persuading infected people not to go into the water. Now, that might sound simple, but the underlying approach was actually quite new because it required a change in thinking, a change that forced public health workers to stop treating it as a medical problem, but rather as a human behavior problem.
So if we think about big problems like climate change or corruption, just about any human problem, they are at their heart behavioral. And so even if we're just dumb economists, we need to be thinking about this from a behavioral perspective.